Welcome back to People Under the Scares, where we review and discuss all things chilling, unusual, nightmarish, and titillating in horror. This is Mike.
And this is Bobby.
And today, we are concluding our official trilogy of The Leprechaun with Leprechaun 3. And this time, he's terrorizing the city of sin.
Yes. I'm excited because ever since we announced that we were going to do the Leprechaun trilogy, I was like, I can't wait to talk about part three because it's my favorite one. And we're finally here after the I like the first one, obviously, but it's just like, part two, we have to go through Bridget.
Who makes the movie?
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. And part three is just a campy, fun, good time. It leans more into the comedy in this one, so I'm excited to talk about it.
It definitely leans into the comedy. There's a lot of rhyming. If you all listened to Leprechaun 1, our episode with Andre, Dre3K on Twitter and Instagram, I don't believe I would do any justice because there's so much rhyming in this that we're going to have to say them because it's the only thing he does.
Yes.
So I wish you were here, Andre, to do this.
I know he's going to listen to this episode and just start doing the rhyming, listening.
Definitely go back and listen to Leprechaun 1 and 2, the episodes. We had a great time. And now, before we get into this, we're going to, of course, play Who Said That?
Who Said That?
Who Said That? Who Said That? Who Said That?
In which I feel like we say these rules every time. We each have chosen a character in horror, and we have to give the other person and you all of you listeners, three clues as to who we are. Clues or quotes, apparently. And it is the job of you and the other co-host to guess who said that.
Yes.
Got it? All right. You want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
You can go.
All right. Let me pull up my person because I don't know that much about them. Clue number one. My name is the Great Mother.
Elektra from Pose. Let me stop.
Yes, but no. My nickname is the Great Mother. Mm-hmm. Clue number one.
All right.
Clue number two. Irritate me and I'll set you ablaze in fire.
Okay.
And clue number three. Mm-hmm. I have a plan for the world. I want to destroy 90% of the men and let the world be ran by women.
And this is a horror character.
Yes, and I, of course, will be the god over all of them. But those are my three clues.
She seems she seems very chaotic. I don't know.
I'm trying to make the world a better place.
What's her name? Desilda from the Power Rangers movie? The chick that be swinging the wands around?
No. Ooh, but Goldar might be a good one for later.
Goldar. You're trying to make the world a better place. Michael Jackson.
I mean, I just threw that in there. Oh. She didn't say that.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Well, I said great mother. So
Yeah. I was about to say, I already assumed it was a female.
A woman.
A woman.
I am a woman.
'90s or 2000s.
I have beautiful 80s. Gowns.
Beautiful gowns.
Or one gown. Outfit. What year did this come out? I feel like this came out early 2000.
I'm having a hard time with this one. What was the first one? The first two again, actually.
You can call me the Great Mother.
Okay.
Of course, I go by another name in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's likened to Beyonce. I don't have a last name in this. And the second one was, irritate me and I will set you ablaze in fire.
I feel like I should know this.
I have a really, really cool outfit that people could be on Halloween or for cosplay. Okay, I'm about to do some movement. Wait, who do you think it is?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm about to do some movements. I'll describe what I'm doing as I'm doing it, but since y'all can't see me.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine me walking into a bar. I'm walking into a bar, slowly shimmying my shoulders and neck and head. Just imagine music playing in the back.
The alien from Mars Attack?
What? No.
You know how Mars Attack, it was the woman alien? That's how she walked. On Mars Attack, and she would move like this.
No, that was graceful movement. She was very flowy with the big ass hair.
Yes.
This is more slow, not really robotic. Okay, let me think of another one.
The Carrie, the new one? I don't know.
A musician played me in this film.
I know y'all are screaming. Whoever's listening, the listeners, y'all probably screaming at me right now. I do not know.
My children decided to drink from me in the end.
Oh, God. Lakasha, Aaliyah from, the vampire movie, whatever. You know who I'm talking
Queen
about.
Queen of the Damned.
Yeah, Queen of the
Damned. Correct.
Yeah. Oh, God. Why did it take me so long?
I'm mad you called her Lakasha, but I will accept that answer.
What is it?
Akasha.
Akasha. I put La. I am so mad at myself. And I was just listening to Aaliyah earlier today. Damn. Okay. Good one.
A-H.
I was listening to her Red album, the Aaliyah, her last album, self-titled. So good. Ahead of his time.
Bilimio. What's the song from Romeo Must Die when she's dancing with Jet Li?
Oh, Try Again?
No. Are you feeling me?
Am I feeling you? Yes, that is my shit. And it be go. That's my shit. And then Timbaland, I think, he produced all of it. But at the end, he's doing his little thing. I haven't heard that song in so long.
I need to make a note to try to find that on Spotify. Leah, so, okay, who's yours? Who's next?
Okay.
Let me know if y'all got Akasha on that one or if I tricked y'all too.
No, that was good. And I know everybody had that because that was, I don't know how I didn't think of that. I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Me either.
Okay. So here is mine. So I had I'm going to say this one first because you might. Well, let me just say all three of them first. Well, two of them, because the third one I know you're probably going to get, but that third one is just in case you're having a hard time. So I'm going to just say the first two. So my best friend died and I still didn't give a fuck and I went after her man.
Your best friend died.
My best friend died.
You didn't give a fuck.
I probably don't know she's dead, but apparently it was all over the place, and I still don't give a fuck, and I still went after the person that she liked. So, yeah.
This isn't Jennifer Body.
Mm-mm.
Right, because it's a different situation. Okay, your best friend died. Maybe you knew, maybe you didn't, and you stole his man, her man.
Yeah, I have a feeling I knew because again, it was all over the TV.
Who's this trifling bitch? Who is this? Okay, what's clue number two?
Clue number two. I had a great chase scene barefoot. I was running for my life, running from this killer.
Barefoot chasing. Is this? Oh, Tara Reid.
No, but I forgot all about her. But no, it's not Tara Reid. I love Tara Reid though. I don't think she's barefoot.
Tina? No, not Tina from Nightmare on Elm Street. What the fuck am I talking about? Barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
I
use clue.
Okay, this the friend dead is throwing me off. My friend died,
mm-hmm.
probably in the beginning of the movie, but we already know that they're a couple, so not at the beginning. Give me the third clue.
I'm just to say, best friend died. You know, had a crush on this guy apparently. But again, when you as us as viewers, you watching like the fuck, like why is she going after this guy and clearly whatever. Obviously great chasing barefoot. And the third one is it's all about me.
Oh. So it's Maya.
Uh-huh.
Curse?
Yeah. And curse. So Shannon Elizabeth was her best friend in the beginning, and she left her hanging. Apparently, Shannon Elizabeth liked Joshua Jackson. I think that was Joshua Jackson. And she's still been after him. And later on.
Real.
Yeah, at that end. And yeah, she had a great chase scene barefoot from a werewolf. I wasn't going to say werewolf because I was going to give it away in the garage. So, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't remember the boyfriend aspect or no damn barefoot feet. That I needed that third clue.
We did two singers, though, which is funny. We did two R&B singers. I love it.
All right, let us know what y'all thought about Who Said That. And we've been asking y'all, give us some Who Said That in the comments, yeah. In the DM. Send us some Who Said That to see if we can guess it.
Yes. And you can send separately. Send them to Mike. Send one to me just so we can, you know, go ahead, go against each other with them. So that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, let's get into this masterpiece, Leprechaun 3.
Woo.
Las Vegas, a gambler's dream, and a dreamer's paradise. They're all about to meet their worst nightmare.
Look out, Vegas! I'm taking over!
Now, the leprechaun's back in the city that never sleeps. And he will never rest until he reclaims his pot of gold.
Belongs to me, this gold I smell. Whoever's got it's going to hell. I want me shilling.
Hello?
If we destroy the gold, we get rid of the leprechaun once and for all.
Leprechaun 3. The third time's the charm.
The plot. A leprechaun zombie lands in Vegas to grant some wishes, get his gold, and kick some arse. That's Scottish, actually. I don't know why I did that. But
yes.
I would just keep going. That was not... that was stupid. Okay, that was so stupid. Okay. All right, so we have directed by Brian Trenchard-Smith, who is also known for Night of the Demons 2.
Yes.
Which, mind you, we'll actually talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
Written by David Dubois. Dubois, there's no I in it, so I'm assuming it's Dubois.
I say Dubois, even though there's no I, but I like to be fancy.
And starring Warwick Davis, of course.
Yes.
John Gattins, Lee Armstrong, John Demita, Caroline Williams, and Michael Collin.
Come on, Demita Joe.
Wait, is that album?
Wait, what song are you singing? That is not on Demita Joe. Road. Yeah, that is not Demita Joe album. Demita
whatever, I don't know albums, okay? I don't know albums.
When you talk about Janet, child, you know I know. But
I only know singles. I don't be diving as deep as y'all doing these albums. So I don't know.
You should. Sometimes it's a masterpiece. The Velvet Rope album is a fucking masterpiece.
I just can't. Not a whole album of that. And I'm playing. I like Janet Jackson. I'm playing.
Don't try me. Let's move on. Don't do it, please. First of all, she got some bops on here. It's not just like slow sesh. It's, you know, she got some good songs on here. Velvet Rope is one of her most iconic albums, first of all.
I couldn't sing that song, but anyway.
Me neither. I didn't really care. I mean, I get why it's so popular and big, because it's like a pop song. It grew on me a little later, but when it first came out, I'm just like, oh, Janet, what are you doing? But it was cute.
Gonna make it. Yes, okay.
Yes. Gonna make your body scream my name.
Whatever.
Buster Rhymes in the back reel. What's it gonna be? Buster Rhymes, Janet Jackson.
Oh, okay. How the fuck did we get to Janet Jackson?
Oh, Demita Joe.
Oh, Demita. Okay, John Demita. Okay, so we got some did you know trivias real quick before we get into the movie. Did you know the movie was filmed in just 14 days? 14. That's like a Tyler Perry shooting schedule.
It is. But this is a Leprechaun movie, so I don't mind. Why do you need a longest time to film this movie? And it's pretty simple. At the time, did you know? At the time of its release, Leprechaun 3 was the highest selling independent direct-to-video film of 1995, selling 55,000 units. Is that 1,000? Yeah. Wait, is that?
It is.
Okay.
It
is. So, I mean, okay, that's weird. Well, it's not weird, but it's just like, hearing that now, that's not a lot. But I guess back then...
It doesn't sound... But I guess in video sales back then,
yeah.
In comparison to maybe other direct... Well, because it's direct-to-video.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we would need to know what the other direct-to-video movies in 1995 were, and I'm sure there were not that many.
And that sucks.
That were, like, bringing people in. But we need to look that up.
Yeah, and that sucks because I would rather have this in theaters than part two. So I would have probably enjoyed this way more in theater.
Never. I think the problem is people saw part two and they were like, I'm not going to the movies to see a third one.
That's true. Damn.
Okay. Did you know Warwick Davis said that this is his favorite of the series?
Yes.
Because he liked the humor in it.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
Yeah. The humor is still, it didn't lean too far away from the horror, but it also was still funny while still being horrific in, you know, true Leprechaun fashion. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like taking you out of it. And some of the deaths were funny and gross, but I was fine with it. I love it.
Okay. I will say he didn't do that much physical chasing in this, so I could see maybe it was more fun doing the rhyme. Okay, one of my favorite parts, we know we're not there yet, is...
I think I know.
When they're in the morgue and he's surfing on that damn table away from them, and then he doesn't even turn around, he just gives them the finger without looking behind.
There's so many moments.
He doesn't even run after anybody in this movie.
He doesn't. He don't give a fuck. There's so many moments. But we'll get there. Okay. Did you know Night of the Demons 2, which came out in 1994? Which was also directed by Brian Chinchard Smith, stars Merle Kennedy, Zoe Trillin, who played, I think her name, well, Merle Kennedy played Mouse, I believe. Zoe Trillin played Cheryl.
Hand Breath?
Yes.
I don't remember her
Rest
name.
In peace. She passed away last year, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And I loved her. And Rod McCary can be spotted in a casino who plays Father Bob. And you know what's so funny? I think like in 20, when I watched this movie randomly, like somewhere, like a few years ago, child. And I was like, wait.
Let me tell you, I recognize the other two. Mouse is so different in this movie. I was like, who the fuck is this person? Because she does not look anything like she did in that movie. So when I got a close up of her face and I realized who it was. I can hear you.
Look at Bobby, trying to be posing, but I'll teach him a lesson. Now he is frozen. He's gone. He's disappeared.
What are some other horrible rhymes I could do?
He has disappeared. His computer restarted. Hopefully he'll return. And hopefully he didn't shot it.
No, that doesn't work either.
I don't...
Hello.
He's back, y'all. He's back.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to just continue off after Night of the Demons thing because there's still one more person. Okay. Also, Night of the Demons 2 star Christy Harris is briefly seen as the cashier who cashes in this in Scott's chips, which I didn't know until you wrote it in the notes. I thought that it was just Father Bob, Mouse, and Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that what's her name was in here. I forgot her character's name in Night of the Demons, too.
Is that the one who had the karate boyfriend?
Yes. She had the short red hair. She was having sex in the bed, and Angelo was sitting on the side watching her.
I think remember that was her, yes. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Now I have to watch that.
Yeah, that's Christy Harris. Again. She's the one that she survived at the end. It was her, her blonde-haired boyfriend. Yeah,
that's her.
But in this movie, she had like a weird bob, but it wasn't, I don't know if it was red, but her hair was straight, but it was a bob, but it sounds just like her. So I was like, oh shit, that's her.
All right. And lastly, did you know this was originally intended to be the final film in the trilogy of Leprechaun movies? However, after this DVD did so well in video sales, Trimark figured they could pocket more money from the franchise through the straight-to-video market and quickly greenlit Leprechaun 4 in space. I'm very curious if that's what they did with Friday the 13th as well. They were like, we need to make some more money, so let's just put them in space.
I believe so, but it was a huge gap because before Jason X, it was Jason Goes to Hell. And I think it was a big gap between those movies.
Okay.
Because I think Jason X came out like early 2000s and...
Jason Goes to Hell is probably like early 90s to mid 90s.
Early 90s. Yeah. So
93 or something.
Wait. Jason Goes to Hell was after Manhattan, right?
Yes, of course.
But Leprechaun in Space, I didn't care for that one. I do believe another character from Night of the Demons 2 was in that one because it's obviously directed by the same director as this one. I think the character that plays Cheryl, that's her name, Cheryl, her boyfriend in Night of the Demons 2, the one that got his hands grabbed by her titties.
Yes.
He's in the fourth one. So he pretty much got all his crew in these movies.
I'm going to be honest with you, I don't really remember that one other than him growing. And something about a dick, and I don't remember anything else.
Yeah, Joanna Man is in that one. He's in that one.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know when we'll ever talk about that movie, but maybe someday.
Joanna Man. Okay, with Leprechaun 3, we're going to try something different tonight, y'all. We have been falling into the habit of going scene by scene, and we are trying to get out of that. So we are going to basically try to wing it. We're going to try, you know, we got the notes here in case we need to guide us. But we're going to try to wing it tonight to talk about what we got. Because it's Leprechaun 3. What the fuck are we doing an analysis for? Okay.
True that.
So,
okay.
Act one, you get your introduction. We got a man who got his ass beat by the leprechaun, apparently, showing up to a porn shop. He had one eye, one leg, one hand, one good nostril, one nut. I don't know. He got fucked up.
One eye. One of everything.
He brings the little sack with the leprechaun in it who has a medallion around his neck. He got $20. $20. And I did the math. He's That's only $43 and something cents today. He's crazy as fuck.
So yeah, the leprechaun is a statue with the medallion. And he's trying to get money to get out of town. He's trying to rush. He's like, you know what? Just give me money. I'm trying to get the fuck out of here. So he get his money. And he said, whatever you do, don't touch the medallion. And guess what the pawn shop owner does? He takes the medallion off the leprechaun. The leprechaun comes to life with his pot of gold. And it's weird to me, though. He comes to life. So why are you going to come alive, run away, but leave your pot of gold there? So you're pretty much baiting the person to get your shit. Maybe. Because if you really want your pot of gold and be left alone, you would have took it and disappeared.
He's testing humanity. It's all a test of your morals and ethics. Mm-hmm. Will you touch something that doesn't belong to you that is of value, or will you leave it alone? And he clearly failed.
He's a pawn shop owner. What do you think he's going to do?
Okay.
You seen what happened to the last one in the first movie?
Well, that one, he was doing a favor to somebody, allegedly. This one, he wanted to straight up wanted the shit.
Yeah.
What I did appreciate about this is they wasted no time. Leprechaun was alive and at in like 3 minutes. And immediately, he was immediately ready to go at it. Gave us jokes, gave us rhyming. And we immediately get, you know, a little 90s, I guess we could say racism, sure.
Yeah.
He bites this shop owner's ear, or part of his ear, and then he says he's never had Indian food before. And then he bites his toe off.
The leprechaun is, okay. So obviously the shop owner, he's an Indian guy.
I mean, I don't even know if we know that.
I mean, that is true, but he did have like an accent and stuff. So, but at the same time, it's just like, why? I understand this is the 90s, but like, that's okay. That's so similar to How Sweet Dark Meat to Freddy Krueger to Kelly Rowland.
It is.
That is similar. It's very similar. How are we okay with this?
Well,
How's this?
It was a time where, you know, lines were just written and said. Actually, I'm curious if that was a line that was written down or not. Well, hey, we can't do shit about that. I will say, even though there are some, you know, moments in the movie, it didn't take away from it for me. I know bad mean, fat bad, but there were still a lot of moments in this I laughed at. Now this medallion,
I didn't laugh at that scene, but
no, I did laugh when he bit his toe off. I did laugh at that. Is that such a random thing to do?
I laughed at, first of all, this shop owner. All right, I was laughing at the editing of this because we cut to so many scenes between, you know, Scott and Tammy and back to the shop owner and him getting his ass beat. Like, left the point before the leprechaun was going to kill him. We just see him taking his, shillelagh and whooping his ass with it, choking him.
Like, literally.
Like, he was just whooping
him. How long did we take to get, because he was getting his ass beat up until Scott had to go there, which was like probably 20-something minutes into the movie.
Almost 30 minutes.
The shop owner kept going back for more, though. So it was literally like celebrity death match.
Yeah.
They would not stop.
He was trying to make a deal with him. He was trying to make a deal.
He was trying to play his face. He wasn't making no damn deal. First,
he was just like, look.
The first movie, go ahead. We got a four-leaf clover. The second movie, we got iron, just in general, wrought iron. This one, there's a medallion, apparently, that when put on the leopard, I guess it can hurt it, but if you put it around its neck, it turns to stone. Where all this shit comes from?
Which goes
from,
back to my theory, there's different leprechauns.
Yes.
Right? Because, and now that I think about it, as I was watching this the other day, I realized that, do we know how old this leprechaun is? Because in part two, he was like over 1,000. The first movie, he was like 600 years old. And I'm assuming that's like a baby leprechaun. Because if you watch the first leprechaun, he is a little bit more playful and kind of like...
He laughs way more.
Where these... he laughs way more. He's more childlike. We're in the second one and third one. He's about his shit. He's just like, I want my shit so I can get the fuck out of here. Like, stop playing with me. Give me my fucking gold. Like, and he's like, these motherfuckers keep using. And then also, we have a gold coin here, not just a medallion, but you can make wishes now. So in that case, why weren't we able to make wishes in the other two movies?
Why
so there's so many rules.
Alex wish for Ozzy to have a quote-unquote fixed brain in the first movie, which maybe because they didn't have a Windows 95 CD to tell them that the lore of leprechauns, which we definitely can do with the shop owner.
Yeah.
He randomly has his damn disc on supernatural beings. So he looks up leprechauns. And that's how the lore of this leprechaun, I guess, specifically. About that. That was it. And you know what? I could even appreciate that. Don't give me no long, drawn-out bullshit for this movie. Just give me something quick and fun. So I appreciated that.
And they did. And it did. And the shop owner was just like, look, I'll give you this medallion if you give me half your gold. And the leprechaun was like, half me gold for a lousy medallion? He was over it. He was over it. And he's like, you know what? You got a deal. Obviously on the DVD, or not the DVD, child, the computer, they said, like, you can't, they're tricksters.
Right.
You can't also trust them, you know? And he pissed the medallion, the shop owner pissed the medallion on the table with a hat on top of it. And the leprechaun's like, I'm going to do a little fishing. He uses his powers on a fishing ride. The fucking ride string goes over to the medallion, pulls it up, and then he gets on top of the table and start whipping the shop owner's ass.
Fucking him up. The way he hopped on that damn, he got real excited when he was about to, when he hopped up on that damn counter or whatever the fuck it was and ran over to, I'm like, you just standing there to get fucked up. That is what this movie is.
Oh my gosh, this whole scene. It is, but I love it. But we also meet Scott, you know, a young college student, and Tammy, an aspiring magician. So mind you, this is all happening while we're meeting these characters. Like, again, it's going between scenes. So we're meeting Scott, we're meeting Tammy, and then we're cutting right back to the shot on the pawn shop with the shop owner, the leprechaun. Her car is broken down. You know, he takes her to work. He's flirting with her. And so far, watching Tammy on here, I actually like her. She seems more chill and down to earth. And just about her job, but it seems like she's miserable at her job because she don't like
she's stuck
there, obviously. She's stuck. Yes, that's what it is. How do you feel about Tammy and Scott?
Mike, I don't care so far about them, honestly.
Okay.
I don't really have any thoughts about these characters. Scott is a fool. And first of all, Scott needs his ass beat. Okay. Because we not going in order. So basically, Scott meets Tammy. She's having car trouble, blah, 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 blah. They're having small talk. He decides to take her to her job at the casino. And that's where we meet all the other people there. And she tells him, basically, don't go walking around gambling. Don't do all of that. And what does he do? First of all, he has a check from his parents for tuition and rent for a whole semester. $23,000 in 1993. And this bitch goes...
He uses
that money
to gamble.
But so the leprechaun, he gets all of his gold except that one coin again. We already had that moment. So Scott wants Tammy to take him around the casino. And now we meet Fazio. So Fazio is the magician of the hotel. Mm-hmm. And this is like, the casino. And I don't know if you've been to Vegas, but I think the Lucky Shamrock, which is the name of the casino, it's very like Circus or the Riviera kind of casino. It's not the one like people really are going to do shit. I guess that would be considered off the strip, maybe. I don't know. I've only been there twice. But it's not like the huge popular casinos, basically.
Is it still there? Because I've been to Vegas maybe 2 years ago. And I mean, I know where they filmed this was like like an old, I don't know if it was like an old hotel or something, and they turn it into a casino. Mm-hmm. And now it's demolished, I believe. Like, the building where they filmed this is demolished. It's no longer there. But the, what you say, what is it called again?
The Lucky Shamrock.
Yeah. So is that a real
place? Like, I doubt it. I don't remember seeing that. I was drunk, walking around in heat. People were clapping yes. cards in my face of women, naked women and shit. So I
mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
I want to go back. We should go. We should go. That would be fun.
I do have a friend like out babies. There. She keeps telling me to come out there. But I just, 20-year-old and 21-year-old in Vegas versus me now in Vegas might be a little different. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
You'll have fun. The clubs were fun. The clubs literally are like all night until like 7 a.m.
Kill me now. we also meet Loretta. Loretta is played by Caroline Williams. And
what accent does she have? Because, bitch,
Midwest.
There's one part where she's like, it's my personal property. Yes. And I want yes.
it. It was the property line. Somebody steals a coin from her, and that's exactly what she said. She said property really weird. And
that is my personal property. I want it back.
So Loretta, they're trying to play it up like Loretta is not an attractive woman in this movie. And it's giving me she's like all that. Older. Like all she got is a wig on yeah. and like different clothes. But when she changes that, it's like you see what she really looks like. But Fazio fails at a magic trick, blah, 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 blah. We also meet the owner of the hotel. Mitch, he is a dirtbag, a creep, clearly using his Mitch. Power to try to get women and is failing miserably because he really wants mm-hmm. Tammy and he don't want Loretta.
Yeah. I can't wait till we get to that scene later because, I mean, he's definitely a creep. Now, Loretta... I like Caroline Williams. She's in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. She's in a bunch of horror movies. I heard in real life she's not the greatest person. We'll talk about that off here. Yeah, I heard a couple people say some things about her. But I do enjoy her in this movie. Comedic relief. She was funny to me. She had one of the best death scenes.
Low-key, my favorite character in this movie.
Yes. She is, actually, you know, like I liked her a lot, you know. So yeah, and Fazio, this magician child, like Chop.
He's one of the girls, I think. He might be one of the girls. He's very dramatic, not a good magician.
He might. He is, because he said something to her where she said, oh, one of these days, because she was reading like a magazine with models or something on it. And she said, one of these days, I'm going to look like this and everything's going to be pecked in the right places or whatever. I guess she's talking about getting surgery. And he said something smart. And she was like, bitch. But she said it in a way where...
You would say it to a gay
It wasn't
dude.
Like...
Yeah.
Mm. Like, that was his like best friend in that way.
Gotcha.
Get along. She could talk to him like that. And she said a couple other things in here too towards the end, but we'll talk about that.
We got let's see. I know at one point, Scott loses his money. Loretta is just, I liked her the most in this movie, but she needed to be cussed out because she was egging him on. Scott, to come on, you're losing money, but you're bound to win again. You're getting hot. Come on, yeah. Get better, get a little more. Yeah. Sell your grandfather's watch.
Yeah, you're a winner. You know, you come back and win. Like she was literally like baiting him. And meanwhile, this bitch got like some type of contraction underneath the fucking table where it's like a magnet. And the ball, when she presses it, it makes the ball land in a certain spot so that person can lose. And we don't know that until a little bit later, but that's what the bitch been doing to get people out of here.
Right.
So he ended up losing all of his fucking money and he ended up trying to sell, you know, he has to sell his watch. So this is what sends Scott to the pawn shop. Because he said, go to the pawn shop across the street. Tell the dude Loretta sent you. So Scott ended up going to the pawn shop.
Story progression.
Yes.
And this is where we still see the shop owner getting his ass beat.
Wait. We forget. So before when he when he was negotiating with the leprechaun, because he's doing a lot of rhyming. So I'm trying to, I'm not going to do this justice, y'all, but I can't look at you, Bobby, while I do this. Okay. There was an old man in Madras whose balls were made of fine brass. Shut up. So in stormy weather, they both cling together and sparks flew out of his ass. And then he goes, then they were talking.
The leprechaun be cracking himself up because after he rhymes, he be like, ah! Like he just be cracking the fuck up. Like, what is so funny?
He's like Ice Spice.
Get out.
Okay, so the pawn shop, he's getting strangled. He's dead, Chuck. Because at this point, the fight has been going on mad long. Yeah,
he's getting strangled.
He has no survival instinct.
Where's me shilling? Or there be another killing. Like, how are you killing these people? They try, like, how can he tell you where the goat is at when you're strangling him and he can't fucking talk? And he's choking him.
Then after that, he was like, oh no. Like, he realized he killed him and he won't be able to find the goat.
After all this killing, I can find me chilling. He said some shit like that. And I'm just like, well, no shit, dummy. Like, you killed them, so of course you're not going to find your goat. And he's dumb because the goat was dropped right on top of the computer, like where the keyboard was
at. Which is crazy because you can smell it, which is what we found out.
Yes!
You can smell the fucking goat. So how you didn't smell that right across the damn room? But whatever.
Exactly.
Scott walks in, doesn't really give a fuck that there's a dead man on the floor, and calls the cop. And he sees that coin and he overhears the Microsoft whatever. The fucking leprechaun shit saying that you can make a wish with the gold shilling. And he wishes to be back at the casino. And I think back at the casino and winning. Not just back at the casino. So he magically disappears and leprechaun tries to hit him with an axe and misses.
He's got me shilling.
Did he call it that in the first and second one?
I don't think he was calling it shilling in the second movie. I feel like he said shilling, maybe. Because he only had one. It wasn't like he had a bunch of gold coins. He had the shilling, and then he had a whole bunch of other gold items in the pot. Right. The first one, I think it was just cold coin.
Mm-hmm.
Scott's winning. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, if you found a leprechaun's coin or shilling, would you make a wish? And what would you wish for if you would?
See, if I didn't know about this movie, I will say dumb Bobby probably would have, just because I wouldn't have thought that there's a leprechaun that exists. I'm like, oh, let me try this shit out because it's not going to be real. And if it ended up being real, then like, oh shit, like, yeah, I'll get whatever. But me knowing about these horror movies and watching all of this shit, of course I wouldn't do that because I'm not taking those chances. But if I was in this world, yes, I probably would have made the dumb mistake as well.
What would you wish for?
What about you? What would I wish for? Me and my family.
Oh, girl.
Forever wealth. Forever wealth.
Oh, okay.
Forever wealth. Forever wealth and health. That's the most important thing, because you can get whatever
that's
you want.
That's two things, but okay.
Well, forever. Well, I guess that is two things. Well, forever wealth, because then if something was to happen health wise, you have the money to pay for it.
Okay.
So there you go. How about you?
I think I would, honestly. It would probably be for money as well. But that second movie got me a little nervous because I don't want it growing inside of me. So, like, which is crazy because only Scott was able to use a wish and it not go wrong. But everybody else's, and it's not like he made a wish that was, like, so carefully thought out that it couldn't have been going wrong. But everybody else's wishes were, like, Wishmaster.
Yeah. That is true. That is true.
But, yeah, give me money. Give me money.
Okay. Money, 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 money.
Ah. Lovely golden palace is completely full of riches. I'll rip them off, Robin Blind, and those dirty sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches. You gotta do the Iyanla Vincent laugh afterwards. Bitch, you had me cracking up. Why was that in the guys? All right, so if y'all listen to the last episode, and if you listen to our theme very closely, y'all might have missed it. Y'all probably would have heard the leprechaun laughing, but it wasn't actually the leprechaun. It was Iyanla Vincent.
The same thing.
It is, Mike. You pulled a good one, because I would like, they literally laughed the same. That's crazy. Mm-mm. That's scary, actually.
Okay, I feel like we're going scene by scene again, so I'm gonna try to not look at this, yeah, these notes. All right, so at this mm-hmm. point, Scott's winning. He's back there. Loretta's like, "What the fuck is going on?" And Mitch, the owner of the casino, he's like, "Rich, you better make sure he don't win no more money.
Get this money back.
You better make sure he." Mm-hmm. So she can't do it. So he wins. I don't even know how much money he won, but he has to go cash the chips in. And we also got some like bookies coming after Mitch. And one of them is my man, the one with the white hair or silver hair. Mm. Art is his name.
The one that kept saying that he don't want to wear this because it makes him feel like a sissy.
Well, you know, those be the best ones, unfortunately. And
he was low-key fucking the other guy. They both were fucking. I can tell 100%.
I mean, I can see that.
It's either that or the other guy low-key has a crush on him, because every time he says something, he was just like,
I don't wear. Well, me I don't too. Wear. What did he say?
The garter boxers. Belt. The garter. Oh yeah, they were talking about like on briefs, and he said, "Oh, I'm more of like a boxer guy," and the other one was like, "Oh, I'm more." No, he said, "I like to wear briefs." The other one's like, "I like to wear boxers."
You I like to let it hang.
Because he was like, I like to let it hang. And then the other one was looking like,
I like, he's like, right. I like mine with a little comfort or
yeah,
pacing. I don't know what you would call it. Support.
I mean, I like both.
It depends where I'm at.
Yeah.
At home, yeah. I can go commando.
I haven't wore boxer briefs. No, I haven't wore boxers in a long time. I wear boxer briefs and briefs. I haven't wore boxers in like since I was in my 20s.
Boxers, like early 20s. Gives early 20s straight. I don't wash my ass. He's a little bit. So.
Yeah, you need to be that's wearing just boxer what I briefs, y'all.
That's just what pops into my head. It's because yeah. I grew up around a lot of straight guys. But
yeah. It's interesting. Very interesting.
But yeah, Art was fine, okay? Art was fine, and I wanted him to live.
Okay.
Stop acting like he wasn't cute, Bobby. Just stop.
No, he was. You love me. I love myself a good silver fox, so. But that's your man.
It is.
I'm not going to take him. You know, I love me some Michael Wincott. I said Wincott.
Go ahead and win it. Place your bets, Bobby.
Listen, if that was a wish, if I had multiple wishes, that would be one of them.
You have to say so cock like Samantha from Sex and the City, though.
I hate that word, first of all, so I'm not doing that.
How's this?
No, she'd be like, how's this cock? Like, if she got this, like... Oh, Samantha.
He had the funkiest spunk.
The funkiest spunk. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I mean, he was fine, but I'm more of a Michael Wincott type dude. I like him a little. He was fine, but I like him a little older, and the voice just does something to me.
I can understand
but
that. So Richard Gere, got it.
Not now.
I think he's still actually attractive.
Okay.
I mean, he might have like old balls and stuff, but I think he's attractive.
When I was watching, Alien Resurrection earlier, and I forgot he was in there.
Oh yeah,
and he was younger in there, but he was still fine. Oh my gosh! And when he was giving that girl a foot massage while looking at her ass, I was like, yes. All right, let's change. Let's go because I'm my brain.
Let's go. Let's see, Loretta. Plans to rob Scott with Fazio. So I do think they are best friends because they're already plotting. So they clearly have done this before. They're going to go up to his room, steal the money, but she said, I want the coin because she thinks that it's magic. Because she's smart. She's like the smartest person in this movie. Okay, and so Fazio goes upstairs. And Tammy, girl, I don't even remember where the hell she's running around at. She...
Well, she told, because she told Scott, because he was like, look, look, Tammy, I want all this. And she's like, what the fuck? I told you not to gamble. Like, I told you not to play any of this. And we're like, why are you doing this? You need to, like, leave right in now, cash your shit and go. And he was just like, no, like, I want to blah, 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 blah. And she's like, you know what? Cash your chips, go up to your room. When I'm done, you know, with the show, I'll come up to your room and we'll talk about this. That's what he does. And then this is when, obviously, Fazio and Loretta is plotting. Fazio goes up there. He gets a key into his room. Scott catches him, and he does this whole smoke bomb magic trick and does this crazy thing with his hands, like, wow. And then just...
it reminded me of, like, Ninja Turtles when Raphael threw the, like, smoke... Like a smoke bomb. Like, he threw it down, basically, and ran.
Yeah.
His smoke was crowded.
So dramatic. He is a queen. I love it. He is such a queen.
I loved every second of that.
And then a leprechaun come waltzing in right after in this fucking cart. Asking for his fucking gold.
Okay, now here's... I think we fucked this up because he wants his goal, right? He bites Scott, but I don't think it's the bite that did it.
This is what I noticed. It was after he stabbed him in the head and all that blood started going on top of the bite.
Yes.
That's when I think it done something.
So it's the blood that infected Scott, not necessarily the bite. So we didn't catch that before.
Mm-hmm.
Tricky, tricky.
This is... Tricky. We just thought it was the bite. So now I'm thinking, like, what is the rules now? So if you get bit or if you have an open wound and a leprechaun blood get on that wound, is that when you become one? Because
I guess if you just get any blood in your system from them.
Yeah.
Which also is like, do they do that normally? Do they know they can do that? Infect people and turn them into leprechauns? And also, he's a leprechaun of a different size. Like, if he stayed that way, would he shrink?
Ooh, that's a good question. Probably. So, I'm also going to talk about this. So, Scott, obviously, he's bitten. The blood is on it. He starts, throughout this movie, he starts to transform into a leprechaun. So, Kill the Dead did an episode a couple years ago, I believe, and everybody was gushing over how they would fuck Scott as this leprechaun. So I'm going to say this because I don't remember because I'm old and I don't remember what the fuck I said. If I did say that, y'all, I take it back.
No reneging, no. No.
That's if I'm reneging.
I think it was the hospital scene grown man. That maybe made y'all say that.
I don't think I said it, but I'm just saying if I did, I'm standing strongly on me saying that I wouldn't. But
you know,
if
I'm going back. I'm gonna try to find that audio.
I'm gonna say no, because child, he looked real cuckoo bananas. So
yeah, he wasn't giving it. All they did was slap some like fake hair on his eyebrows, made him sweaty. His hair was longer. And he was trying to rhyme as well, and I was like, baby, you are not leprechaun, you can't do this.
It's not working. It's not working. I'm sorry, what is this? You want to put this in. Let Gambles and a Winona Ryder look alike. You talking about the guy? Wait, you talking about the guy that's next to him?
They look like Winona Ryder, I swear to God. So leprechauns,
they do. The one that was like, do it, like he was all hype next to him.
Winona Ryder is in this movie. Pay close attention. But the leprechaun, because the leprechaun came to the Lucky Shamrock, because it's called Lucky Shamrock. He was walking through the streets, blah 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 blah. He's now there. He came across a Elvis impersonator. This movie is just straight up comedy, y'all. And so now he's gambling in the casino.
Yeah, and this is when he come across your boo, and they try to stop him, and then he puts the coin in the other one's mouth, and he moves his arm, and then all the coins start falling out of his mouth, and he goes to your boo, he like, want to try your luck? And he was like, no.
He's smart. Yeah. He's a smart one.
So Leprechaun is thrown out the window after, like, he's thrown out the window after he got stabbed in the head. He's tossed out the window and falls, and he screams.
So, okay. Fazio and Loretta. Fazio's like, oh, there was no money, but the coin is here. And she takes the coin from him. And then Mitch sees Loretta playing with the coin. And he's like, did you get the money back from that man? No. Okay, well, give me this coin. And they were talking shit to each other, right? So basically talking about each other's looks. And then she was saying how he couldn't get any woman he wanted. And so he was talking about Tammy. And so he used the words, I wish, in some variation or form in order to make a wish. And then Tammy turns into like this Betty Boop, Tiffany Pollard for Flavor Flav.
Just like, oh, well, okay, okay.
Like a
okay,
combination of the two, like this? Obsessed. But with a Betty Boop kind of.
I want you to take me on the floor right now. Yes.
Wait, and then Loretta's like, oh, in the background.
Her mouth dropped.
On the floor.
Loretta was gagging. She was like,
They get in the elevator, and then Loretta realizes, oh, he said, I wish. So that's why I couldn't use the coin before.
And she strolls over there, like, okay. Yes. I'm going to go get this coin, because I'm going to get my wish, bitch.
And Tammy's in the elevator with Mitch, and she's like,
first I'm going to make you hot, and then I'm going to make you burn.
Make you burn.
And I was like, wait a minute, huh, bitch. Burn. I don't want to burn.
Right, that's what Mitch did. That's what Mitch said. He was like, oh, wait, huh? Burn.
So she's stripping and shit. Loretta sneaks in, takes the coin.
On the hotel room, yeah.
And then when she leaves, the wish wears off. And so Tammy, you know, she wakes up in the hotel room naked, basically. Like, how the fuck did I get? Did you roofie me, bitch? How did I get up here?
Yeah, that's what she felt.
Why don't I have a memory of this? Yeah, and it's very...
She's like, how did I get here? What did you do? And he's like, what are you talking about? And then he, like, she runs out, and then he's like, you're never going to work in this town again. You're fired. And that crushes all her dreams.
Yes. This this firing devastated her.
Yes.
Wait. And that's, okay. Wait a minute. I was trying to stop laughing because the part was supposed to be serious, y'all. It was supposed to be serious. But, first of all, I don't feel bad for him because even though it was a wish, but I feel like I get the sense that he would do that any fucking way. So.
Oh, yeah. Take advantage.
So we know now the coin needs to be in your vicinity for the wish to.
Wait, which part you was laughing at?
So when she gets downstairs out of the elevator and runs into Scott, right? And she goes into her story about how she feels she was taken advantage of. And, you know, she's like, top of everything else, I was fired. It's a very serious, like, the lines are very serious, but the music in the background.
Tammy, you all right?
Stay away from me.
What happened? What's wrong?
Nothing happened. Nothing's wrong. It's just business as usual.
What did he do to you? Tell me what he did.
It's what he tried to do, okay? It's not like this is the first time this has happened to me. It's just that this time, along with everything else, I got fired. So let's just forget it.
No. I'm not gonna forget. And neither are you. If we let him get away with it, he'll do it again to somebody else. And I don't know about you, but I'm not gonna let that happen.
And Scott, like, we're not going to let him do this to you. We're going to go up there and, like, whoop his ass or whatever. And they were playing that music the whole entire time. I'm just like, okay, choices.
And then they're going choices back for in the sure. elevator because they're going to show Mitch who's boss.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Also, Mitch was eating, he's been eating potatoes like crazy, which potatoes are good. So I understand. So we know, so he's
but they're
getting.
Apparently not good for you.
Potato?
Yeah, potatoes. A potato.
What do you mean?
Yeah, Well, a white potato is actually not, they say it's not good for you. You're supposed to be eating sweet potatoes.
What about gold or yellow?
I don't know about those.
What about potato bread? Actually, don't even answer that because I'm not going to stop eating it. Don't even answer it.
Yeah. I love me a potato, though, but I won't eat it all the time. I forgot why my grandma was getting me together because I told her I was fucking up a potato when I was talking to her on the phone. And she's like,
you were just a bland potato by itself, not cooked nothing.
Well, no.
Munching on a dry potato.
It was cooked, okay. I had sour cream. Like, it was a cooked baked potato with sour cream, and I had cheese on it. Like, I actually had, like, a nice potato. But with all of that together, she was just telling me, you need to bring it on down, stop eating, because it's not that good. So, yeah. And then I forgot why she said it wasn't. So, I have to do research. Why the actual potato itself is not good for you, because she went into a whole thing with that.
It's from the earth.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But Mitch, anyway, the leprechaun is... All right, so I'm going to say this to Mike. Every time, I feel like they're playing in the leprechaun's face because he's always just missing them. So, like, somebody would take the coin and he's just one second behind. And he, like, obviously, Loretta already took the coin, but now he's after Mitch, where he should be after Loretta at this point.
Right.
He can smell his gold. I guess he can sense, like, the last person who had it. He want to make them pay. So he's behind Mitch's TV and he tap it and does the magic thing with it and put these fake commercials on. And then he made a real life, like, butt ass naked stripper chick come out the TV and start caressing him. And while this is happening, while he's on the bed, the leprechaun is playing different characters on the television. He's playing a sidekick.
Yes.
He's playing. I forgot what the sidekick's name. What was the name?
I don't remember the name, but I texted it to Andre because I was cracking up. He said something as the fucking the psych. It was the way he was saying it that was cracking me up. Mm-hmm.
You should play it.
The signs point to a tragedy about to happen. It's the way his face lit up with his big ass eyes.
That means you, Mitch. What was the name of the sidekick that he was playing? It had the name right there. I forgot what
it
was.
I don't remember. It was a psychic. Oh, there was a lawyer, a preacher. A woman comes out of the TV and he's still like, I don't know what the fuck he thought was happening. He's going along with it. And his idea of dirty talk, by the way, is you want my heat-seeking moisture missile, don't you? Get the fuck out.
Ew.
Get out.
My heat-seeking
moisture missile.
Moisture. That sounds disgusting.
Okay, so he snaps out of it, and then he realizes that he's been dry humping a robot. And then
the leprechaun comes from behind the TV.
Yes, and now the robot is electrocuting Mitch. So Mitch is now dead.
Mm-hmm.
Scott and Tammy, they come up in there, and the leprechaun don't give a fuck about hiding anymore. Not like the first movie. Like, he just will walk out in public, hop out, start talking shit. Where's my gold, bitch? Do you hear yourself?
Mm-hmm.
I hear myself. Or I did.
Mm-mm. I don't hear myself.
Oh, so all he does, all Scott does is throw something at the leprechaun. He falls down with his little leg. And then my man comes in there with his friend Tony. Scott and Tammy, they escape. I don't really remember what. I think he stabs Tony in the eye with a fucking shillelagh or something. He stabs him in the eye with something.
I believe so.
Tony, he just beats the shit out of him. I mean, Art, the fine one. He beat the hell out of him.
He was still talking shit. What was he saying as he was getting his ass beat?
I don't recall.
He said something like a smart ass remark after he got his ass, like when he was getting his ass beat. It was something funny, but I forgot what it was. I should have wrote it down.
So,
but he didn't go out like a chump.
No, he didn't. And now we get another visit to the porn shop. Like, this is the command center, the Hollowell house. What are some other main places in movies and shows? we keep having, like, the porn shop has been in this movie almost more than a casino.
Yeah. I will say this. So for this movie, even though I think I forgot the budget, but the budget wasn't very big.
Right.
But what they did with this, they utilized all the locations very well, in my personal opinion. Like, I didn't feel like this was like a cheap movie. It didn't come off that way to me.
Well, so I think they kind of did some shit they weren't supposed to be doing when they were out shooting on the street. So that's probably why. So they were kind of like just getting as many shots as they could. Because some of it they weren't. I think they needed a. They didn't have a permit or something along them lines happened. So, you know, they were shooting dirty. But they, but it works. I guess the statute of limitations has passed.
I mean, and this pawn shop, like you said, it keeps popping up, but I guess for good reason. Why did they show up again? I forgot.
They go back there because Scott is like, that's when it all started, at the pawn shop. And so they go back to the pawn shop.
Mm-hmm.
Child. Looking around.
Because he said that's where he found, like, he listened to the leprechaun on that computer, and that's where he wanted to get the answers from again to see how they can stop the leprechaun. I believe
that had to have
that's
been
that's why
it.
They went to the pawn shop.
That had to have been it.
Yeah, I think that's why they went.
But Scott, of course, is turning into a leprechaun, so he's like, I feel like I'm here for a reason, and blah 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 blah. And he's drawn to the leprechaun's actual gold. In like the storage room in the fucking shop. And so now he gets kind of aggressive with Tammy. Now when she tried to take the gold, be like, let's get the fuck up out of here. He was like, ah, and he got a little aggressive. So I was like, and Tam, this is what irritated me about this. You just met this bitch, Tammy. Why are you doing all of this? Just leave him. Talking about, let's go. No, you go. You don't know him.
I guess, and I feel like she's older than him, like a few years older than him, obviously. But like, I think she just felt this connection to him. Like, he helped her out in the beginning. She felt like there's some innocence in him, and she felt like he's like, you know, he didn't deserve all this. But to be honest, this was his fault. Like, this was all like, if he didn't gamble in the first place and listen to her, he wouldn't have ended up in the pawn shop because he wouldn't have lost his money and things would have been fine. So you know what? You're right, Mike. I am on I'm on your side now, because like, leave his ass, because this is all his fault. Let him be a leprechaun with the other leprechaun and they can live happily ever after as brothers, because bitch. Like, Tammy, you don't have to be a part of this. You can save yourself right now.
Seriously.
You can save yourself right now. Just leave. Just say, I'll be right back. Take his car, do something, and bounce.
Now, I realistically would have been like, okay, I got fired. I need money. So let's find this gold and pawn. Like, I could understand. Also, you in a pawn shop. Don't they got money? Girl, steal the money. I mean, not that
right.
I'm
the man is
I'm,
dead.
You know, glorifying thievery and criminality.
But
he's dead, child.
True.
Get the money and run.
But in these circumstances, yes. In these circumstances, get the money and run. Bounce. Leave. Leave the gold right there. Leave his shilling on the counter. Get everything else and bounce. I'm sure he would leave you alone.
He probably would if he would have got his gold back. But you know how this goes.
Yeah.
Loretta is now... Poor Loretta. So she has the shilling.
I want to be beautiful.
Yes. With the body of a stacked 20-year-old.
A stacked 20-year-old.
Make you sexy and beautiful again.
Beautiful again. I wish. Because it's my property.
And I'm so mad that all they did was have her have a pixie cut in a different dress. And that's supposed
to... She was shaking up. So Loretta, she transformed. She has the short pixie cut. You can clearly tell that bitch just had a wig on. Like, that didn't do anything. And I guess her breast was supposed to be droopy when she was like the old version of herself. And this one, her breasts are up high. She's got this nice dress on. Not much change. She just literally got a haircut and
a better outfit.
Like a better fitted dress. Yes, that was it, really. And she's sitting there feeling herself walking through the casino, shaking in front of the guys. She's just like, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It was very, she's all me. That. All she had to take off was her damn glasses and a ponytail and get out of the overalls. And all of a sudden, she's a completely different person.
And she's in there. She finds Fazio. That's the first person she runs to in the dressing room.
Boom.
And she was like, look at me now, bitch. Didn't I tell you my luck was going to change? And she's flipping this coin like, yes, just flipping it. And she flips it in the air. And she's telling him, like, all I did was wish for it. And he grabs the coin mid-air and runs out. And she tries to jump on his back. She's like, you give it back, motherfucker. And then she tries to kick the door. And she calls him a Fagali. A Fagali.
Uh-huh.
So I never noticed what she said before because it was kind of like subtle, but when you had the closed caption on, it shows what she says. So I Googled what that
what
meant,
does it
Mike.
Mean? What does it mean?
So it is a Yiddish, it's Yiddish and German dialect. It's spoken by Jewish culture, and it means a homosexual man. So she pretty much was calling him a fag.
So and the Kelly Rowland before Kelly Rowland.
Exactly, but nobody comes for Loretta. But she said it in a different language. And she calls this man gay or like insinuated gay things to him at least 3 or 4 times in this movie, and nobody really caught it, or nobody even talks about it. But this right here, if you guys don't know, now you know. So she's like, you know what? Fuck it. I look beautiful. I'm all that. So she goes to the mirror just admiring her look. Just looking in the mirror like,
I know I'm bad, bitch. Yeah.
She's like, boys are going to love me. She's giving that vibe. She's very much giving Sarah from Hocus Pocus vibes when she got younger again. She's very much just like, I can't wait. I'm going to get fucked to the floor. She was giving all of that. That's literally what she
also,
said.
Also, by who? Who's in this casino? I guess other casino, but
there's somebody, I'm sure there's somebody in there she wants, you know. Then a leprechaun pops up and she's like, who the fuck are you? And then that's when he starts this whole rhyming thing.
So I had to actually put these down, okay? Because.
Yes, please.
Okay, so he shows up. Obviously, she's freaked out. Bigger is good, but Jumbo is dear. I'll give you boobs that'll come out to here.
Come out to here.
And then her breasts start growing. And she's like, and this is also Andre's part. He kept texting me, my baby.
Baby.
My baby. What are you doing to my baby?
My baby.
What are you doing to my babies?
Those delightful lips. They'll get you some tips. But what about these? Are they big enough to please? And then her lips start growing. And she's like,
ah, what are you doing? Ah, ah,
her lips start to grow.
Yes, her lips.
But it's like, wait, she looking like a duck.
Yo.
And then, I'm the life a little slut. But what about your butt? And then her ass starts to grow. So we got breasts, ass, and lips growing and growing and growing. Imagine she's inflating. And so he's laughing at her and she's trying to get out the room and she gets trapped in the door frame or the doorway. And then the frame comes off the hinge and then she pops herself on the nail.
He already hit the umbrella ready. He was just like, let me pull this shit
out. Looks like rain. It's gonna explode.
And she just exploded.
But he was cracking up even more when she got stuck and couldn't get out.
Because where the fuck you trying to go? She should have went sideways. She would have went sideways. She probably got out.
Oh, God. So she inflates and explodes. Oh, my goodness. Scott and Tammy. Scott and Tammy learn if you destroy the leprechaun's gold, you destroy the leprechaun. And so Scott has the same weakness to the medallion. Let's see. Girl, fuck all this. Okay, so
yeah.
So the leprechaun shows up at the storage place, right? And he has an axe. And he's going after them. And he's like, "For putting this trick, I'll chop off your dick."
He said it with stress.
Yes.
He's like, "I'll chop off your dick." It was just like very.
And we also learned you can't use a leprechaun's gold to wish any harm to them.
Towards some, yeah. Which is, I mean, that's fair, because that's like, if that's their thing, like, how can you use their own power against them? Mm-hmm. So that wouldn't make any sense if you were able to.
Now, the question is, could you use a different wish for each shilling? I'm assuming so, because if there's 100.
I would assume. Yeah, I would assume so.
So that would have been my next thought process. We need to get another coin and try to wish us somewhere far away where he can't find us. Scott is now really turning into a fucking leprechaun. So Tammy takes him to the hospital. His skin is looking crazy. His face looks crazy.
It was so funny to me, like, during this part, because at first they were, like, hesitant on, like, helping him out. And then when they found out that he had that money because he didn't have insurance,
yes,
they were like, "Oh, help him out. Like, let's get this shit done." Like,
give him every test and imaging known to man. We'll start with the A's and go to the B's and CDs tomorrow. All that money, which it must have been a lot for them to be like that, which low key is kind of accurate.
Yeah. That is true. And then the lep end up finding Tammy and Scott in the hospital. Now, how?
Whose lab coat?
Y'all see this? Right. Who lab coat? Who scrubs? Like, how did you find those things your size? And I mean, he uses powers probably. Maybe he just was like abracadabra.
But it's funny because he's literally walking in here like he really is a nurse. He has the chart in his hand. He's looking at it. Right. He got the thing on his head. It almost like
he's even looking sideways like, "Hope I don't get caught."
It's like I've been here 16 hours, bitch. I'm over. He's acting like he's been working at that hospital all day. So Scott's blood is being taken. His blood is green. They get an imaging done, and one of them says, like, "Fuck you" on it instead of actual image.
Yeah.
And it is like leprechaun shit on it. You know, this movie's pulling out all the stops.
It is, and I love it. The lep even calls Tammy over the PA system. Like, this is so camp. And it's like, how's nobody noticing this? Like, I'm looking at the background people to see if they're looking up, like, huh? Like, it's...
Come to the morgue, please.
Come to the morgue. Like, it's like they living in their own little world in Leprechaun, and nobody else is around them, because that's what it's given. Like, nobody else is noticing all this crazy shit.
No. Tammy goes down to the morgue, and she's nervous because she thinks that means Scott is dead. Which, low-key, this was a smart plan by the leprechaun, I will say. She gets down there. She sees the morgue, I don't know what you call it, attendant. He's dead, and the leprechaun uses his magic to fling her ass on the damn table and straps her down to it. And then he rolls over to her on the other table.
She's like, "No,
please." He's like, "Let's carve up that pretty face."
"Oh, no, please." All right, do it in Bridget voice.
Oh, God.
"No, please, please.
Please, no.
No.
Not my face.
Not my face. Please."
And then she's called out to Scott. "Scott, help me." Scott shows up. He uses his powers to cut the straps. Actually, he uses his power to cut the straps he was tied down to. And then it turned into like X-Men for like a good 30 seconds. He was fighting the hospital staff.
Yeah.
Flinging them all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Which, low-key, they need a leprechaun X-Men character. I don't know if they have one, but they need one. Oh. So, Scott gets down there. And now they're in... It's about to be a leprechaun off, but we don't really get that. And so the leprechaun's like, "I want my motherfucking coin." He's like, "Fazio got it, bitch. Go after the, what did you call him? Mm-hmm. Fegler?
Uh, Damn, I forgot what it was.
Go after the girl, okay? Go after the girl with the blue outfit on. And I don't know if y'all know, we're queer, so we can say this, okay? And
Fagula. I think it was a Fagula or something. I don't know. Fagula.
So this is the part where the leprechaun, he surfs away on the table and gives him the finger without looking back at them. That shit took me. And that's after the leprechaun's talking shit, and then she shoves the medallion in his face so he couldn't even finish his damn sentence.
And that's why I like her, because at least she was like fighting back a little bit and kind of like trying, you know. I mean, Bridget was trying to, but we'll get there.
Ooh. At this point, I said kick him out the car, because Scott and Tammy's in the car driving. He's like really going through it now. And I was like, kick him out the car.
Like his stomach.
Just drive off without him. Run him over.
Disgusted. That's so rude. I'll just kick him out the car and just go. He'll be fine.
Go fight your brother. So we get Leprechaun and Fazio. So Fazio wished, when he got the coin, to be the greatest magician in the world. So he got the whole casino packed to come watch him do a trick. And the Leprechaun shows up. Puts him in a magic box to do a trick. The little, I don't know what you call it, but when you put somebody in a box and you're going to saw them in half.
Saw them in half.
But they don't actually end up in half. But he puts them in there and he takes a chainsaw out.
And he's interacting with the guest. He's like, who wants to see this? And the guest is like, yeah. And Fazio's like, no. And the leprechaun was just like, tell me where's my shilling at? Or are you going to get it? And Fozzie's pretty much saying fuck you to the leprechaun. And the leprechaun was just like, okay, well, you're about to get sawed in half, bitch.
And Fozzie tries to make another wish. And the leprechaun's like, I'm sorry. You use your wish.
And laughs.
He takes a chainsaw, cuts him in half, blood splurting every damn where. But then, for presentation, he gets up, goes to the front, and opens it so everybody can see. His body was chopped in half.
It was guts, and everybody was gagging everywhere. Everybody was just over it. I mean, what would you do in that situation? Like, you're just sitting there thinking it's a part of the show, right? And you're like, oh, we're in Las Vegas. This is probably a part of the act. And then that's what happens. Like, how would you react to that?
I would assume it's a part of the show, honestly, because I would not.
Still? After all of that?
That would happen. Yes. I would just, first of all, just imagine how entertaining that would be if that were, like, not somebody's really dead, but you saw that and you find out, oh, it was a part of the act. And then they brought somebody else in and they're like, okay, I can try it. I think I would assume it's a part of it. Until people started actually floating and shit, then I would think otherwise. Yeah. We have a very anticlimactic ending. Scott shows up. Yeah, I didn't like this ending. It's Scott versus Leprechaun. And the leprechaun is trying to seduce Scott into sharing his pile of gold, which we know he's not going to do. They're brothers, but the leprechaun will kill Scott as soon as he can. And so Scott, he's tempted. He's very tempted, but Tammy's like, burn the gold, Scott, you remember? Mm-hmm. So he burns
it. Don't do it. So this is how, all right, so the leprechaun is connected to his gold. We already know this. But Scott takes the flamethrower, burns the pot of gold, and it disappears. And the leprechaun ends up getting burnt up, floating through the sky, being burnt alive. And he falls to the ground and burns and dies. So just because you burn the pot of gold and it's connected to the leprechaun, that's how you kill him? So it's a little strange to me what these rules are. Because in that case, why didn't we just burn a pot of gold this whole entire time? And he would have been dead. Now, I know who would think about burning a pot of gold, but like, that's an interesting way. I feel like the writer, Mr. Dubois, probably didn't know how to kill this creature. So he leaned towards, let's just burn a pot of gold. It's going to be connected to the leprechaun. And that's how he's going to die. Because this seems like a cheat way to just end the movie quickly and just go on about.
I
didn't like it.
I think
they could have done something with the medallion, you know.
Well, she had that in her damn pocket. So I'm like, and they showed it. They showed the medallion, so I'm thinking she's gonna do something with it, but like put it back on him and maybe burn his gold or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But
turn him back to a statue. But I think that would have been like anti-climatic too, because if he just turned back into a statue, then
yeah,
like
I don't know what they could have done to improve this. Maybe they first of all, if they're both leprechauns, I needed more magic scenes between the two of them fighting.
Yes.
Like a good
seconds. I need flying through the air. I need like abracadabras. I need stuff. I need to see stuff levitating and them throwing pianos at each other. Like I need some type of like war between the two. But I get it because of the budget.
Yeah.
Like I know the budget wasn't completely there, but I'm sure if they had it, it would have been like a longer battle between the two. And I think I would have been okay with Scott destroying a leprechaun that way. And maybe that was the intention, and they just didn't have the money.
Mm. Well, that probably was the case. Also, maybe they didn't give a fuck. Let's just end it because it was 14 days. So, yeah. Leprechaun's dead. Tammy kisses Scott because he's back to normal. She has the last coin in her pocket. But she's like, I know I just met you today, but I have everything I want, and throws the coin away.
I'm like, oh, girl. First of all, I have everything I want. You met this man 5 hours ago. Probably not even
literally.
There, so let's. Like, come on. You do not know who he is. I understand y'all survived all this together, but you do not know him. Do you know his last name?
No.
Like,
keep in mind, you're fired and broke. He's a young college student who don't got no money. What are y'all doing?
Right. Exactly. And this leads, and this goes into another question. So, like, obviously, they can't. Can they use that coin still for wishes?
I think if the Tammy could because she didn't. Oh, well, that's a good question. Well, they implied almost like she could use it in some way,
right,
whether sell it or you make a wish, but she threw it away. Kind of like in the last movie, even though they didn't make a wish, but they still threw the coin away.
Right. Right.
They Strange. Got the game fucked up. If he's dead, bitch, use the coin. Use it.
But they probably thought it was going to like attract more leprechauns to come or something. I don't know. I don't know what I would do. Like, after this, the coin put us through this, you know? Like, it put us through all this craziness. So I probably would maybe end up throwing it away, too. But at the same time, if he's dead and if it still works.
And it's also, the movie didn't. It's like, what is the harm in people using your coins? It's not like something. It's almost, maybe his coin, there was a bunch of coins missing and people were making wishes and maybe the coins would just disappear. Like, make right. there be a reason that he's so angry, that because them going after the coin that they made wishes for and nothing's wrong with it. I'm like, you can still get the coin back. So what's with the rush?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's a fun, comedic, silly movie. So.
Yeah.
Okay. The end. Now, what are your overall thoughts of this trilogy as a we'll do that last. Who do you like better? Mm-hmm. Tori, Bridget, or Tammy? And for y'all don't remember, Tori's from the first, Bridget is from the second, and Tammy is from this.
And Tammy is from this third. So it's going to go Tori.
Oh.
Because I will say, even though Tori got on my nerves, she fought the leprechaun a little bit more and she at least tried. Like, she was actually going to find how to destroy the leprechaun on her own mm-hmm. in that hospital. She did put herself in situations where she could possibly get got by herself, and she came through. Even though I didn't really necessarily like that character, I will give her that. And then Tammy, because she was not as annoying. She was a likable character. She was innocent. The only thing that annoyed me is just her connecting with Scott on this level, because it's like, girl, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I mean, but what's the difference between this and Love is Blind on Netflix? I mean, what's the difference?
I don't watch that show. You know what I do watch? Not to throw us off, but there's a show on Peacock called Couple to Thruple.
So who would be the
threat
in this? Scott, Tammy, and who's the other person?
Mitch? Scott, Tammy. Ew, no. Loretta.
What? Loretta, Fazio, and my man with the gray hair.
Yes. Yes, them three. No, it would be your man with the gray hair, his partner, because I still think they're doing something in Fazio. Gum 3.
I mean, I guess they, I would watch that.
Fazio gives me bottom. Your man gives me verse top. The other one gives verse bottom. There you go.
I'll go with that.
I feel like your man would, I feel like your man would get, like, every once in a while he would give it up, but he's more of a top.
Fazio's, well, you know, I like when the really masculine ones get bitched out, so I would enjoy that.
That word, that's bitched out. I get it. It just is so funny to me. Make me feel less than a man.
I think we both like Tori the most.
Okay.
I felt like she was more...
Huh? No, go ahead. I'm gonna let you finish.
I feel like she was more of a final girl than the other two. She was capable of doing things on her own, even if she was slightly annoying sometimes. I mean, she went off on her own to the hospital. She was cocking guns. She was ready to go. She was getting clovers. She was believing. So I just liked her character more. Bridget, I might say I liked her more than Tammy. Bridget, yes. The acting was choices. However, her acting made me get through that movie, and I felt so much better because she was in it. I mean, in comparison to the guy who was playing her love interest, he was taking it very seriously. And she, I don't know if she was intentionally doing that, but she made the movie for me. And Tammy, I just, girlie, what's happening? I don't understand why you wouldn't leave the situation.
Okay.
You have somebody who looks more like they were on the cast of MTV's Undressed pop up. And all of a sudden you're in love or whatever. I just couldn't with her.
Well, that's the writing. That's not her fault. Blame Dewar. But I will say,
you call this man so, how many different names?
But I think I got it confused last week. I don't think the actress who played Bridget was the one who quit acting. I think it was the actress who played Tammy who quit acting. They said that, like, she stopped acting after this movie, I believe. And I'm not too sure it's because how she felt after it. Or, you know, she just felt like this probably was beneath her, or she just felt ashamed. But I think that's what happened. Because I think Siobhan is still acting in little stuff since Leprechaun 2. But the actress who played Tammy, I think this was literally maybe her last movie because she was just like, yeah, I didn't like this. This is not it. And it's funny because, like, I thought she was fine. Like, she played her character well.
Yeah.
She wasn't annoying. It was just the choices that was made for her as far as it being written. But other than that, like, I enjoyed her character. She wasn't that bad. So yeah, I agree. But yeah, Tammy would be in after Tori for me, and then Bridget would be last. Even though Bridget did make part two enjoyable, I did agree with you on that on the last episode. So
okay, yeah. And let's rank these three movies.
Oh yeah,
your favorite to least favorite. Although they're all favorites.
Well, you know me. Let me look on my Letterboxd.
Okay, I'll go while you're looking. I'm going.
Do your thing.
Because, funny enough, part one, even though it's a comedy, is much darker than these other two movies.
It is.
So I'm going with the first Leprechaun, just because there are at least moments that I actually somewhat find scary. And I like the characters more in that movie than the other two. So Leprechaun 1... But then it's kind of like Leprechaun's funny as fuck and the other ones more so than the first one. Okay, so I would do 1, 3, 2. So 1 just because it's a slightly darker. 3 because it's a straight comedy and I'm laughing a lot. And part 2, it's comedy and I'm laughing, but not as much as part 3.
Okay. Okay, so on my Letterboxd, I rated this movie a 3. Compared to the other two movies. So I'm going to say Leprechaun 3 is going to be my first one, just because I find myself watching this one a lot more than the other ones. Like, out of all the movies in this franchise, I always go back to Leprechaun 3. It's just the most fun watch for me. It's a comfort watch for me, actually. Now that I noticed that, like, I could put this on anytime and enjoy it. It's one of those movies. Then it's Leprechaun 1, and then Leprechaun 2 is last. Even though I do enjoy watching that one as well, but it is like my least favorite out of the three. I do enjoy one, like you said, because of the dark tones in it. And I still have nostalgia with that one from when I first watched it. But yeah, man, two got to come last. And it has nothing to do with Bridget. It's just more of, even like the plot, like it's just kind of like, child, whatever. And I shouldn't talk because Leprechaun 3 in fucking Vegas, like the plot isn't any better, but it's more entertaining.
It is. So,
yeah, that's my ranking.
I would say it's the side characters that make more. Loretta and Fazio, the shop owner getting fucked up for 30 minutes. It's just... So the other characters make it more enjoyable. Now, part two, the bar scene with him sitting at the bar, that almost would put...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I can't talk about that again. I can't talk about it again.
Yeah. I can't wait for that episode to come out, child, because that scene. So, Mike, what would you rate this? Okay, now what? She's cute, she did the thing, or she's iconic?
And it's on its best day, I will say she's cute, because it's entertaining, it's fun, it's funny. Dare I say it would go to she did the thing if I were watching this with other people and they were also laughing along with me. Right. Now if they're dragging it and they hate it, then it's gonna go down a little bit. Because it won't be enjoyable when people hate it. So I'm going with she's cute.
Well, don't let their opinion or whatever.
Well, no, I mean the experience of watching it. It's only funny or fun if you're watching with people who are also having fun. If you're watching with people who are like, this is stupid. How is this going to happen? Bitch, get out.
Yeah. Yeah. You're fucking up my experience. Get the fuck out. I get it. I did. Because I watched movies with people before and they kind of had that reaction. It's not the same as mine. And I mean, everybody's not going to enjoy it, but it's like, hello, like, we both know this movie's not serious. Let's have a good time and watch it, whatever. So I'm going to say she did the thing. 100% it's going to be that. She checked all the boxes for me. There's horror, there's comedy. Even though there's some questionable comedic, you know, timing in this one, she did the thing. Again, it checked all the boxes. It was funny. I liked some of the characters on there. I still got a big laugh out of the side characters, like you mentioned, Loretta, Fazio. And again, it's a comfort watch for me. I like the atmosphere of it being in Vegas and the leprechaun just enjoying himself. It seemed like he was having fun. Warwick Davis was having fun, actually having fun making this movie. That's the vibe I got. So, and if you're creating something, if you're having fun, it's going to show to the audience, and the audience is going to have fun. And that's just how I felt. So, yes, she did the thing.
I'm going to keep that to myself, because I could have sworn you rated the first movie like a 0.5 or a 1 or something like that.
Yes, but so yes,
that
I
is
did.
Hilarious to me, but we all have our opinion.
But why? Like, compared to this movie, Mike, in the first one, yes, I did laugh. And I think you and Dre made it more funny for me talking about it with y'all. Because I obviously seen that movie a lot. And I think the only reason why I do like that movie is because of nostalgia. Because I grew up watching Leprechaun, the first one. And it does have some dark moments in it. But to me, it's just like, it's so fucking... I mean, this movie's silly too. And I'm not trying to contradict myself. But I think the first one was trying to be scary. And I don't think they mean to go the comedic route on some of those, you know, choices in the first one, where in this one knew exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. This one knew exactly that it was comedy. Like, it didn't take itself serious. And I can respect a movie for doing that. I can respect the director and writer for doing that, because it's not meant to be taken serious. If this movie was to be taken serious and I'm supposed to be scared and supposed to be jumping and shit, I'm not going to like it because it's what the fuck. But this one simply was enjoyable. I liked it. I liked the Leprechaun. I liked mostly everybody in it, and it is what it is. I find it more funny. So yes, this gets a 3. A fucking she did the thing, and the first one's going to still remain. I think I changed it to a 2 because of y'all. Okay. So just because of y'all is a 2.
All right. We all heard it here first. It excludes.
Not that. Because, Mike, you be trying me. And what? Sometimes I have to go out and do my points, you know.
I'm
passionate. I'm a passionate human being.
Let's get out of here. Okay.
Yes. I forgot about old girl.
Oh.
I don't think I said that. Well, never.
She's not an old girl. There, so she's not an old girl.
Yeah, she's not. Oh, man. All right, yeah, so let's bounce.
Thank you for tuning in. Oh.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
Thank you for tuning in to People Under the Scares, your go-to podcast for all things horror. Stay connected with us on social media to continue the conversation. If you're craving more bone-chilling content, be sure to subscribe to our podcast and never miss an episode. Our next horror trilogy, or unofficial horror trilogy, will be Nightmare on Elm Street. We will be tackling parts 1, 3, and 4. That is the original, Dream Warriors, and Dream Master. And I know you're all like, what the fuck with those choices? But we'll talk about why we chose those 3 specific movies when we get to it. Until next time.
I mean, we already talked about Nightmare 2. So
we did talk about Nightmare 2. Well, we could tell them that shit.
Yeah.
Until next time, stay spooky. But remember, a warning to you all, young and old, never steal a leprechaun's gold. This has been People Under the Scares, signing off.
Bye.